of the Sunday Buzz, who we borrow on Fridays for our own devices. Just slap your mic around a little bit. Eat your sandwich in there.
Right.
No name. Big story outside of the world of sports.
Yes, outside of the world of
sports. Snoop Dogg apparently had a side gig all these years we didn't know about. Snoop Lion. Well, he was Snoop Dogg when this was going on, my friend. He's turned over a new leaf, and that's not an oregano reference.
His mama called him Clay. I call him Clay to me.
Let me ask you this. You tell me, scale of 1 to 10, how surprised do you find this? Snoop tells Rolling Stone recently, I put an organization together. I did a Playboy tour, and I have to be very careful to paraphrase some of the verbiage that he uses in said interview. Mm-hmm.
Like that Marilyn co-ed. Her email.
Oh, boy. That was good stuff.
She's a hottie, too.
I did a Playboy tour, and I had a bus follow me with 10 bees on it. I could fire a bee. I could blank a bee. Get a new hoe. It was my program. City to city. Breast to breast. Paraphrase. Mm-hmm. Hotel room to hotel room. Athlete to athlete. Entertainer to entertainer. If I'm in a city where the Denver Nuggets or the Broncos play, I got a couple of they players to come hang out, pick and choose. And whichever one you like comes with a number. A lot of athletes bought blank from me.
Advice? A lot of athletes bought advice or
the
good
services,
counsel?
The services of a nice young lass.
Oh, I was confused.
I'd act like I'd take the money from the bee, but I'd let her have it. It was never about the money. It was about the fascination of being a pimp. As a kid, I dreamed of being a pimp. Mm-hmm. I dreamed of having cars and clothes and bees to match. Right. I said, blanket, I'm finna do it. I thought that was a pretty good job
you
on
know,
that.
He's had Don the Magic Juan, one of the nation's leading pimps, along with Fillmore Slim from San Francisco.
Scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you that Snoop Dogg Lion was an actual pimp?
Calvin Purvis. I think if you're a real pimp, which of course as we all know ain't easy.
No, but its show is fun.
Right. Again, we've described quite a difficult career because, again, we all do know that pimping ain't easy. I think he's an amateur pimp. I think that much like at the Masters where they let him go ahead, you know, he might be charged a stroke for slow play. I think it's, I think he's an amateur pimp because that was like a one-time thing for him.
See, I don't want to get into
If you don't have your women on the stroll, if you don't have them out on the track, but there, you know, you want them out making the paper because the daddy needs his pockets on swole, full growth.
Kerry says -8. That's how surprising you found. Scale 1 to 10, -8. You find surprising. I don't want to debate this at too great a length, and I certainly don't mean to disagree with the great Bill Vickery, who
you're
is
dissing on me.
Wise beyond yo years.
Because, like I said, I got my paper full growth over here. My pockets on swole.
Let me say this. I wouldn't say that he was an amateur pimp. I would say that he took pimping to the next level.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Where he took it's hoes on tour.
Pimping 2.0.
Yes, I see. You're saying he was a backwards pimp. I'm saying he was a futuristic pimp.
The Steve Jobs
of
pimp.
When you go to find you a pimp in 2037, they are going to act just like this.
Right.
They are going to have a bus full of ladies.
Right.
They're going to roll into your town. And
he saw the iPod of pimps.
You don't want to run into the chick that you paid last night at the Waffle House.
Right.
Now, if she's on a bus tour, you're not going to see her the next day. She's out of town. She's on to a new player.
Gone. I like that. You're right. I retract my commentary. You're correct. That it's futuristic pimping, which may be indeed be easy at that point. Maybe he is... he's confounded the great late 20th century philosopher that said, pimping ain't easy.
I got an email here.
Yes.
From Eric says, if he wasn't making a profit, he wasn't a pimp. And I say he was making a profit. He was in turn taking that money and giving it back to his employees.
No. Now, again, like I said, Fillmore Slim or Don the Magic Wand or Detroit Red. Excuse me, DC Red.
You know a lot of pimps by name.
Oh, have you never seen the great documentary?
Mm-mm, I need to.
Oh, my gosh. There are two great documentaries that have been done on pimps in America.
Snoop says Joe Francis is a fake player. That's about right.
Wow.
There ain't no doubt. If Snoop's going to condescend to somebody, Joe Francis is on the list.
By
the
way, I finally
caught up with him.
By definition, no white person can be a pimp. That's explained in this documentary.
Is that right?
Pimping in America.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to move into a totally different arena.
Mm-hmm, segue.
Yes. How about a little NFL?
What? Not that big a segue, but go right ahead.
Fair point. Fair point. I'm mm-hmm. sure there were some guys. He mentioned the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
He right. did mention the Broncos.
You wondered where Tim Tebow was all those years.
The Atlantis in Reno. The first sports book in Nevada out the door with win totals for the 2013 season, which is, I know you spent a lot of time in Reno.
Reno, that's exactly.
The greater Reno Tahoe area.
Boy, you can't, you got to fly in there, and that's about it.
Ski in the day, gamble at the night.
So, South Lake Tahoe, best place. That's where they hold the golf tournament and everything.
I understand that there's quite a few golf courses that are quite nice there. I've never had the pleasure.
Playing at altitude.
I've been to his big brother, Vegas, a few times.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are a few of the nuggets that caught the attention of the folks at linesmakers.sportingnews.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really.
Playoffs.
Last year's 2-13 win teams, the Falcons and the Broncos, both forecast to take steps backwards this season, despite the fact that Wes Welker has relocated to the greater Denver area, assuming not because of Snoop's bus tour.
Right.
He has an attractive lass of his own. But Denver's win total of 12 still tied with the Packers as the highest on the board. Atlanta, with a win total of 10, is expected to make a more drastic decline. On the other end of the spectrum, they have the Jaguars and Chiefs, who log just 2 wins each, improving. KC's win total posted, what do you think? What do you think they expect the Chiefs to win this year?
4 games.
6 games. Niall Davis going to run for 2,000 yards.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either, but they could win 6 games, according to this.
That just seems stupid.
The Lions and the aforementioned Philadelphia Eagles, both underperformed en route to 4-win seasons. Detroit's win total for 2013, 7. Philly's? Likewise, 6, just like KC. Here you go. Vikings, last year, 10 wins. This year, 7.5. The who do you want to know? How about the Dallas Cowboys? And by the way, if you want to gamble on this, it's going over the number is minus 150. Going under the number is plus 120.
Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys number this year is what do you think? What do you think their over-under is?
Drum roll, please. 7 games.
8.5.
8.5?
Yep. Cowboys, 8.5. My Packers are 12, as I mentioned.
How do you win a half a game? See, I mean, I understand because it's a line. You throw it out there to basically, you know, you force people's hands.
San Francisco 49ers, 11.5.
See, I don't see that.
You don't think they're going to win 11?
I don't see that because I think when you place your faith in these guys, when you run the triple option
Kaepernick
or the
only
read
started
option
like 5 games.
Or whatever it is, I mean –
would
look,
you, if Alex Smith was still on the roster, would you feel better about them?
Yes, because you win consistently in the National Football League with quarterbacks that play the game mostly from the neck up.
Flacco v. Kaepernick, as we saw.
I just think you can
figure.
You'll watch defenses figure that out. They started to at the end of last year, and you know he'll have a leg injury or whatever. It's the same holds true for all these running quarterbacks.
There's one glaring question you didn't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
What's the defending champion expected to do?
Yeah, what will the Baltimore Ravens? Well, how many games will they win, according to?
Quoth the Raven?
Yes.
Nevermore. At least not this season. 9.5 is the over-under for the Baltimore Ravens this year.
You went EA Poe on me just then.
EA. That's what friends call me EA. You can call me EA.
Yeah, it's Mama Conclay.
So, yeah, the lowest number here is somebody's going to win like 4 games. Somebody's got to. The Raiders are 5.5. I don't see a number lower than 5 here. Jacksonville Jaguars, I apologize to you. 4.5.
Four.
You're expected to suck it up again. Congratulations.